listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. The American soccer journalist who was jailed for wearing a rainbow T-shirt at the FIFA World Cup in Qatar has died. Grant Wall collapsed during this morning's quarterfinal between the Netherlands and Argentina. However, his brother Eric claims foul play was involved.
My brother was healthy. He told me he received death threats. I do not believe my brother just died. I believe he was killed.
Meantime, Aussie soccer fans were left disappointed this morning as SBS On Demand crashed during the heated quarterfinal. $1.5 billion in energy price relief is on the way. Federal Parliament will be recalled next week to ram through emergency measures to bring down our power bills, including price caps. Energy Minister Chris Bowen has today slammed the opposition for not supporting the move.
Peter Dutton can explain to the Australian people and the Australian Parliament just why he thinks it's okay for gas prices to be over $12 a gigajoule. Before the war in Ukraine, 96% of gas was sold for less than that. The average price before the war in Ukraine was $9.20. Well, he can explain that.
New stats have revealed a shocking lack of toilets on building sites, while one in five female electricians don't have access to sanitary bins. And Prince Harry and Meghan have hit back at criticism over their new Netflix docu-series. In a statement, they say leaving the royal family in 2020 had nothing to do with privacy. Rather, they wanted to live more independently. Argentina and Croatia are through to the semi-finals at the FIFA World Cup with respective penalty shootout wins over the Netherlands and Brazil this morning. The quarterfinals continue tomorrow with Morocco and Portugal before England face off with France. And Western United's John Aloisi says he'd coach the Socceroos if given the opportunity. It comes as current coach Graham Arnold takes a break following Australia's Cup campaign.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.